Thank you, Mr. McLeod. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today during the lunch break. I would like to express gratitude to the co-organizers, Uganda, UNHCR, UNDP, the World Bank, OECD, and JICA. I would also like to welcome our distinguished panelists, including Minister Namuyangu and Ambassador Ao Shawabuke, who I think hopefully will join us soon. Both Uganda and Jordan accept a large number of refugees from neighboring countries, putting great strain on the host government and communities. Taking this opportunity, I would like to express my deep appreciation to Uganda and Jordan for their generous acceptance of the refugees. In order to address the development challenges posed by large refugee situation to the host countries, regional peace and stability, it is critical to promote the humanitarian development nexus. Japan has long put this approach into practice, complementing humanitarian aid for refugees with development aid to host countries and communities. We welcome UNHCR's critical role in promoting the nexus and also its incorporation in the Global Compact for Refugees. In this connection, I would like to mention UNHCR's recently published evaluation report on the Nexus approach. This interim report has many useful and interesting findings. In particular, it provides insights on UNHCR's role as a catalyst in the Nexus approach and different forms of potential cooperation with development actors. Japan also intends to fund the next study on the Nexus approach with the UNHCR. The Nexus approach is all the more important due to the increasingly protracted nature of refugee situations. And if you look from the perspective of a displaced person, the Nexus helps them through capacity building and other support to become self-reliant. The human perspective is very important, and Japan attaches a priority to the human security approach. This was an approach which was proposed by late Madame Ogata Sadako, formerly the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. I would like to pay tribute to her legacy. Implementing the Nexus approach requires closer collaboration between humanitarian and development players, and we have all of them today on the panel. I look forward to an interesting discussion among the panelists and that you can deepen understanding of what should be done. Thank you very much.